Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, you and I are both pretty keen note takers on our phones.
I actually think it helped me get this job because in my interview, our general manager, Greg, said, what do you do when you're out and about and you get an idea for something? And I was like, chuck it on my phone notes.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know what he thought you might be getting ideas for if you weren't in radio, just in your sales job.
Just like creative stuff, right? Because yeah. I write a bit, that kind of thing.
So, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to explore that a bit more. Look, and we kind of realized yesterday, to our surprise, just how much strange stuff is in our notes. You might remember a few weeks ago, we replayed it last week, your comment about Yoda's last name is Leahy-Hu.
Yeah.
Yoda Leahy-Hu was the gag there. You couldn't quite remember the context of.
The problem we have is that you kind of write something down in a hurry, like, oh, this is a great idea, write it down. Yep. And then you've got to work out what it means afterwards.
What do you got at the moment?
So this one, which I forgot I'd written down, it's actually quite self-explanatory, which is nice. It just says, the guy from Aqua is in The Mummy.
Is he really?
No, but they look exactly the same. Like the, come on, Barbie, let's go party. That guy.
I know the actor you're thinking of from The Mummy, yes.
Identical. I don't know if it's just because they both have bald heads, but they look the same.
I can see how you'd think that. The one I like, the note in my phone, this one that just reads, Brooks peed all over the carpet.
Great.
And I open it up and I'm realizing these are all the jokes I wrote for when I was trying to come up with a dog named Brooke 2.
Yeah.
Because you could say things like, Brooke won't stop begging for treats, or I'm going to have to put Brooke outside, or Brooks peed all over the carpet. So I'm glad that one has an easier explanation. An episode that I just forgot.
One that I've got here that I don't understand just says, arguing a false argument. That's it. Maybe we pick a side or something, like, yes, the sky is yellow, Bob, I'm telling you, and that's the entire chat.
Just sliding.
Just completely.
Quickly, do you have anything about me in your notes? Because I've got a few about you, which are just actually quite innocent things. I've written down your signature scent because you said it's hard to find. I've also written down Brooke likes Winnie the Pooh.
I appreciate that. I've got Where's Bob is one on its own, just Where's Bob? I've also got, what else have we got? Not a lot with you in it. I've got one that just says rain and car and nails.
Mm.
Don't know what that's about.
The one I want to mention quickly, last one I want to mention. I don't know when I wrote this, but it actually could be a decent phone topic.
Yeah.
Do you still have an Easter egg?
Oh, that is good.
End of June, I still got hot cross buns in my freezer.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, 858-23931. Have you still got an Easter egg? Just get it done.
So bring us into the news, Brooke. Yeah. Why don't we do one of these segments? Do you want to do Brooke Likes Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, go on. What's that segment?
Just tell me some facts. Tell me what you like about him.
Oh, he's just fluffy and fuzzy and cute. And he has no pants. He's got a little belly.
There you have it. You're on Magic 931.